At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, we're back. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School. Brought you two-man. We're running a two-man game here. We are brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients at Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Andromat, and 168th and Maple up there in the O. Big shout-out to Strick. Have my man Ryan Elrod in there. I think actually one of the Mercados is up there, if I was listening correctly, up there by one of his men's clinics is up there.
Close.
Yeah, pretty close. So you can go in there and get your test results and then go out there and improve your man 101 skills by getting on the grill by a big juicy steak or food of your choice from the Mercado up there in the O. But we got about 10 minutes here, and you know, we'll just do a couple little things, a little tidbits. You know, first and foremost, you know, it's Friday, it's Hall of Fame day. For the guys that are going in, obviously, that, you know, our ticket zone, but then obviously one of my close teammates, Terrell, what he likes to be called. He was outed by Vershawn today, Terrell, but Terrell Farley's going in, much deserved, good, you know, great teammate, great dude. You know, he was, you know, made his mark on, you know, here in Nebraska, obviously part of the national championship team. Arguably the best team of all time. He was one of the best players, you know, for the time that he was here. He's All-American, so forth and so on. And made a mark in you know, as a teammate. And then, obviously, you know, had some stuff, you know, go on like we all have. But I think the biggest thing, he's able to, you know, right the ship. And he's doing pretty dang well right now. And so I'm happy for him because I know what it's like. You know, I was able to go myself, excuse me, go play quite some time in the NFL. Terrell played up in Canada. And then you come back to Nebraska and you really don't realize that, if the Hall of Fame is important. You know, talked to him a few times after I got in. And then I remember waiting to see if you would get picked. And then realizing how important it is to him, I'm really happy for him. He gets to celebrate it with his family and close friends tonight. I'll be in attendance, not with him, but it's going to be good to see him, get his just due.
Absolutely. And one of the best players, maybe even underrated in Husker history. And you look at him, I'm bigger than Farley is right now, taller at least. Yeah. He's thicker than I am. But the fact that he was so successful in rushing the passer at his size, at his stature, the way he did it was so different than anyone else back in the day, right? Speed, first step, but, you know, surprisingly powerful,
right?
Get up and under offensive linemen. Oh, and by the way, he's a great dude on top of it. So definitely a well-deserved honor.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's obviously was bigger, you know, more muscular, you know, back then as we all were. And I always say we carry the same pounds, but carry it differently. but he's in great shape, you know, mm-hmm. And, you know, he played bigger than his size, kind of like, Levante David, you know, and DeMario Williams before his time. And he fit well in our defense, and he made a huge bunch of huge plays. He could rush the passer, he could cover, he could play the run. He was extremely smart. I think that the thing that people, I guess, I wouldn't say don't give him credit for or don't recognize enough is smarts for the game. I mean, he just was a good football player, had a nose for the ball, and made a ton of big plays both in defense and special teams. And so, and then, like I said, he's a great teammate. And, you know, once you're a teammate, you're always a teammate. You know, I would say this, there's a few guys particularly don't care for that I played with, but if they needed something as a teammate, I would always be there as a teammate. That's what a true teammate is. You know, it's just like a family. It's not, I can't speak for yours, but some people in my family I don't necessarily care for. But if it comes down to it, I'm gonna be there for them.
I've always thought that there's a big difference between being teammates and friends. Like, right. I can name plenty of guys in high school that I wasn't friends with, that I don't talk to today.
Right.
That we didn't run in the same social circles, didn't hang out with each other, any of that. Some right. I did, plenty mm-hmm. I didn't. But when we got between the lines, whether it's practice or a game, or if they were struggling in school or something, or someone crossed them in the hallway, it doesn't matter how much I like you or not. You're my teammate. Yeah. That transcends friendship in my mind.
And a transition transcends time too. And you know, once a teammate, always a teammate. And some guys were better teammates than others. And you know, I always consider myself a friend and a teammate to Farley. So I kind of get it both. But that's what I'm truly happy for him, just to you know, get his just due and rightfully so. And I know it's a stressful week. You know, I know how it is when you know, you got to pick people at the airport. You got people probably in and around your house, and then it's just you know, you get I'm assuming limited time to. You know, you want to make sure you thank everybody, so you want to make sure you're on the P's and Q's, and then you get it, and then it's a, you know, then it's something that you join a club here in Nebraska that, you know, there's a lot of good players, or you know, that haven't been, you know, voted in, or just might not get in, and so you're in there, and so for him, you know, you're always happy for somebody like that that you know, gets their just due and for their success on the field, and then also, you know, coming back here takes some cojones, you know, and then answering the bell, you know, again, and truly turning around. I consider myself a pretty mentally tough dude. I think he's pretty up there, you know, probably maybe even stronger than me to be able to kind of do some of the things he's done outside of football and be at this age and doing some great things. So, truly happy for him, man. I mean, it's, you know, I won't be on the call tonight with Nick, but it's definitely a well-deserved, I guess, excuse, and mm-hmm. definitely happy for him. Still, he owes me a couple touchdowns, though. But, you know, look, man, I'm telling you, man, I like playing with him. He was a great dude. He was funny. He just was a football player, man. Just one of those guys that you just make plays. And so he's going to get it, you know, here in a couple hours, I think. About that time, you know, it'd be getting in. Well, you know, the biggest thing is we need to take bets here on the text line. 402-464-5685. We got to take some bets whether Farley's going to get emotional and cry or not.
Oh, yeah.
Obi yes. does. I mean, yes. if you, yeah.
He's
I mean,
going.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
going.
Yeah. And he's a grandpa, too.
That's exactly what.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, he should. And,
I mean, the
hey, you know, I'm going to be back clowning him, though. That's a, you know.
The teammates are four.
Right, man. It's. Hey, you see, when you're a teammate, you go through a lot of stuff together. Obviously, the what everybody sees is what you when you know Saturday, and that's what these guys are going to see, you know, tomorrow night. They're teammates, mm-hmm. but the stuff you see outside of the you know the arena of football is probably what brings guys closer. And you know, me and Farley played in the same position group, so we spent a lot of time together. You know, as far as in meeting rooms and working out and practices and stuff like that, rides home, so forth and so on. So it's a, you know, it's a different than like, I wasn't in the offensive line room. I wasn't, you know, in defense, you guys generally hang out together, but more or less, you know, when you're on the other side of the ball, definitely other position groups, it's a little bit different.
Are Hall of Fame speeches like Greek mythology or you got to write your own?
No, you need to write your own. You know, it's funny because they were like, oh, they kind of keep you on a time limit. I forget who I went in when this dude was up there for like 20 minutes. I was like, shoot, I'm adding on to mine then. I got to get mine. Hey, forget the rules. I won't be up here one time. Yeah, I brought my sheet of paper and my notes up there so I could add it. I added something while he was talking. Hey, man, you know, look, nobody's in the, you know, I do some public speaking, but you're up there. You just got to go out there and just let it flow, man. I mean, obviously have like a little, you know, kind of outline what you want, but you got to, you know, go up there and thank the people that you can thank. And
at Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
You know, and say whatever you got on your mind.
I'm trying to pull up the rest of the class alongside Farley here. So it is Kevin Leitner, Tyrone Bird, Farley's going in, Chris Kelsey, Jared Crick, and Rex Burkhead.
Yeah, that's a pretty good class. Pretty good class. I was with Jared Crick earlier. He's a good dude. Plus, that you know, when he was playing in Houston, I was heavily involved down there in Houston. Right. Rex Burkhead, great player in his time. Great dude, too. Tyrone Bird, you know, hell of a player, you know, before my time. But, obviously people talked about him after he left. Kevin Leitner, too. You know, he had a little bit of a health scare, I think, and then now he's back in full effect. And Chris Kelsey, the big little brother. I always mess with Chad. Chad's one of my favorite people. Chad Kelsey's one of my favorite people. And same with Chris, but me and Chad played together.
Right.
I remember first time seeing Chris. I said, Chad, that's a big-ass little brother. You know, I say, hey, dude, I know you ain't winning them fights. No way. That's a big dude. And he getting in, man. He's a heck of a player. Went up to Buffalo. I think he played 10-plus years up there, and they love him up there. And he's a great dude. So, I mean, I think it's a great class, and that's what makes it special, too. You kind of have a bond to go in with each other. I went in with Alex Henry and a couple other guys, and so every time I see Alex, you know, obviously I didn't know him prior, but it's always cool to go in with him. He obviously had an iconic kick against Colorado. I had a play against Colorado. We have that in common, but we're in there together. So it's going to be a great night for T. Farley and company.
They put you in with a kicker?
He made his kicks.
He made his kicks. It's true.
Yeah. I mean, Chris Brown was my dude, but it's cool going there, Alex. It's cool. I wasn't worried about who I was going in as long as I was in there. Because once I'm in, you can't kick me out.
It's not the Heisman.
No. Yeah, I know, right? It's not that big a deal.
No Reggie, J. Foreman, Bush stuff going on here.
No, I didn't do anything. I wish I would have got paid.
Yeah, they tried. To their credit, they tried.
They did. I might, you know what?
Bill Snyder.
Yeah, it wasn't him. It was somebody else. But yes, he
wrote the check.
He was down. He went and got the deposit out of there. Probably one of those deposits you had to write down back in the day and do the little thing on there. But anyways, wanted to give him a shout out. We're gonna take a quick break, come back. We'll talk some Husker football. We'll talk a little bit of South Alabama. Some guys that put money on the line are hot right now. Because they messed up the bets. They went to a running clock and just said we're gonna call it after 6 minutes. What would you have done, Austin? What would I have done? Take a quick break. We'll find the answers out. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School. We'll be right back.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.